Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Final weekend of the year. That's the Yankees day. Rays.
They might clinch the postseason that day.
Well, the Tampa Bay Rays actually have a chance to clinch a playoff spot tonight, but yes, those games should be very, 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 very important.
Let's hope Tampa clinches it tonight and then doesn't win again.
Well, look, if we're being realistic about this, the guys on the field are going to try to win. They're going to try to stick it to the Yankees. Where things could be different is that Kevin Cash will manage it, knowing I got a divisional series that starts next week. So that's where things will be different, but the guys on the field, they're going to try to beat your ass. That doesn't change.
I expect every team to try their hardest to win. Like, of course, with the Mets, it doesn't matter. Here's Vito on the fan. Vito, good afternoon. How are you?
Man, pots and pans.
What's good, kid?
What's up, brother? Listen, it's time to get big, Aaron Boone. Let's get big. Let's win out the season. We're not going to rely on the Mets. The Mets ain't going to do us any favors.
Correct. And you can't expect them to. And you can't be pissed when the Mets choke.
Nah, believe in karma. What comes around goes around.
Yeah, but what does that mean for the Yankees? So what's that bad?
I'm not sure.
What happens is the tables are turned, and they need us to beat Philly to get into a postseason game. They don't like us.
Oh, you say the line, it's gonna come back and haunt the Mets?
I hope it does.
Yeah, but hasn't the Mets' almost exclusive standing in the world been bad karma?
I mean, I'm hopeful that there'll be a September where the games actually matter.
Yeah.
So if you're losing big games, and I forget what the schedule looks like next year. I haven't memorized it yet. If you're losing big games, you know, to the Phillies or the Braves, so I don't even think they play next year, that means the Mets are playing meaningful games in September, which rarely happens these days.
You'd sign up for that now.
Yes. Get me to the final weekend of the year where it matters.
That's called baby steps for the New York Mets franchise. If neither team makes it, which manager gets fired first? Mets, right?
Well, first of all, let me correct that question.
We know Rojas is out.
Hold on. Let me correct that question. If both teams don't make the playoffs, we already know the Mets are not making the playoffs. Let's start there.
We do know that.
Luis Rojas will lose his job. I'm about 80% confident. I think with Boone, it's
80%?
Yeah, 80%.
Oh, no, dude. Even though there was some stupid report that claimed that Steve Cohen was in favor of bringing him back, that's garbage.
Wait, what part?
Luis Rojas is out 100%.
I just said 80%.
80.
Oh, what do you need me 80. To do? You need me to say 98%?
98.
80.
Why are you being so kind? He's out. He's done.
Because there's
He's
always...
He's dead man walking.
Correct. Because there's always that possibility.
There's no possibility.
Oh, I said 80%. You're acting like I said it was 50-50.
80 is a joke.
So what should I say, 90?
100. He's gone.
I don't know for sure.
I do.
How do you know?
Because I know things.
Who's running baseball operations next year?
No idea.
Oh, so you don't know who's running baseball operations, but you know the manager's gone?
Yes. Bye-bye.
Wait,
goodbye.
Wait, well, hold on. So let me get this straight. So the New York Mets season ends, right? Season's over.
It's already ended.
They're obviously, but the regular season is officially over.
Yeah.
And now the Mets are beginning the search for a new guy to lead the baseball ops department, right? Do they fire Rojas right away?
Yes.
Or do they wait to hire a baseball ops guy who then can do what he wants to do?
I'd make the argument they made a mistake not firing him right away after last year.
Yeah, but who's firing him if you're hiring somebody new to run the baseball operations
department?
It's time
for Steve Cohen to get his hands a little bit dirty.
No, but does that make sense what I'm saying to you?
That you hire a boss, let the boss hire people.
Let's say Billy Bean is the next general manager or team president of New York Mets.
What other old reruns are we going to bring back to the Met fans?
You're anti-Billy Bean?
Of course I'm anti-Billy Bean.
Why?
Why do I want to bring Billy Bean here? Oh, let me guess. He's bringing Bob Melvin with him.
Yes. I don't get what you're laughing at. What am I missing?
Boy, they really want your dad to remain a Met fan, don't they?
What does that mean?
Billy Beane and Bob Melvin?
Wait a second. Are you saying that it's
you
not
a... You got a boner over that decision?
Yes, yes, I actually would.
Are you really?
Yeah. I'd be pretty excited about Billy Beane and Bob Melvin.
Okay,
why wouldn't I be? Why wouldn't I be?
Ugh.
No, no, tell me why.
I mean,
explain to me why. Is it Billy Beane's fault that that franchise is so freaking cheap they couldn't make a qualifying offer to Marcus Simeon? Is that Billy Beane's fault?
No, it is
no,
not.
Explain it to me. So then tell me why. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Can we get creative and find some new blood?
Who do you want?
I don't have a name.
Oh, you don't have a name, but you're gonna, you know what all over Billy Beane?
Yes.
Who's been a hell of an executive for the last 20-plus years in Oakland? Why? Why? I don't get
that
it.
That would be so typical Mets.
Why is that typical Mets?
Why not go hire, what's his name, while you're at it?
I don't know who what's his name is.
Yeah, you do. What's his name?
What's his name?
Well, I hope the Mets do hire Beane and Melvin so I can mock them for it.
Why would you
bring
mock
two
that?
Dinosaurs into the franchise?
Have they done a good job?
That's a great way to relate to young players who don't like authority.
Wait, that's what. How are the Oakland A's done? The Oakland A's have been rather successful in the regular season, not the postseason.
Do they have any World Series they got?
Stop it. That's what we're going to cite it on?
I'm looking for them.
That's what we're going to cite it on? Hey. I get it. Billy Beane has won nothing. He's been a 1 LCS in 25-plus years. You don't have to sell me on
we're
that.
We're on the same page.
But that's more reliable than whom? Then who would they hire?
Dude, there's got to be some good baseball people out there.
Yeah, Jared Porter was a great baseball person.
Theo liked him, too.
Zach Scott was a great baseball person.
Theo liked him, too.
Billy Beane is safe, Craig. That's why I like it.
So we're going safe and old now. Great.
How old is Billy Beane?
That's what Steve Cohen promised
Met fans. How old is Billy Beane?
I'm talking about old guard. He's been around for 30 years.
Okay.
Like, there's no new blood
in baseball?
Oh, so
you can't hire someone who's been successful?
No.
So, hold on a second. Let me push you on this. They get rid of Brian Cashman. Mets shouldn't hire Brian Cashman. He's old. He's been around for 30 years.
Brian Cashman's the greatest GM in the history of baseball.
I'm not saying Billy's as good as Brian. He's not. But your old argument doesn't fly.
Oh, I know what we should do. Why don't we get Art Howe and Dallas Green to come back?
That is unfair.
Let's do that.
That is unfair.
No,
don't bring up Art Howe to me.
Let's do that. That's a good idea. Oh, I can't wait for the Met offseason, which is already here, by the way. They're lining up to interview for a job now. Apparently, nobody wants.
You're anti-Billy Beane?
Yes, I am anti-Billy Beane.
Why?
Because he's never won anything.
I get that, but he's also
and it's
had
the same old.
What do you mean, same old?
It's enough. Bring in new blood,
Whom?
New people.
Who?
You want me to do research? I will.
David Stearns in Milwaukee?
I'm not going to make him a name I know nothing
no,
about.
No, I'll tell you. I think that's a great hire. If they can get Stearns away from the Brewers, I'm in.
Well, the Brewers denied them last year.
I understand that. Stearns a New York guy, intern for the Mets, Manhattan. Yeah. I'm all for that. But what Billy Beane is what the Mets need. You know what that is? Stable. They have been so unstable over the last half a decade that what Billy Beane would bring, it's why I fully endorse it. He brings stability, and you're sitting here mocking
it? I thought Sandy Alderson was supposed to be that guy.
Well, that backfired.
I guess that worked out well. Ugh. I'm so happy the Mets are going to be the Mets. They never change.
How is that being the Mets?
So Mets-esque.
That would be
Bob Melvin, Billy Beane. How many Mets fans are running to buy tickets on that
Is that how you make hires?
What happened?
Is that how you make hires now?
In part, I do, yes.
No, I make hires on who's going to win.
That works out for you.
And Bob Melvin
You've never made a hire based on winning because you've never won.
No, that's what
are
I wanted. That's
about?
What how I want to make
They've
hires.
They've never done that other than Davey Johnson.
That's 30 years
right,
ago.
Right, that's my point. When has this franchise ever made hires based on winning?
Wait, so that's what I'm doing, though, and you're criticizing it.
It's the same old crap.
No, it's not.
That's why you're a dumpster
fire. How is Billy Beane the same as Brody Van Wagenen?
Tell me one Met fan other than you, because you do count. You have a vote in this as a Met fan.
Oh, thanks.
That's going to run home and go, yeah, Billy Beane.
I think it's
Bob Melvin.
Did you just do DX chop shop?
No, I did the bowling guy.
No, that's DX.
No, that's not DX. That comes from the world of
Weber.
Bowling.
The Weber guy?
Junior.
Who did it first, DX or Weber?
Weber Jr. owned it.
Who did it first?
I think Weber Jr.
What year?
You'd have to call me.
Give me
that.
A year on Weber when Weber started playing.
78.
Oh, all right. Then you win.
All right.
That's the case. I don't think you're right, but okay.
Yes, for
a No, in all seriousness, I think there's a split amongst Met fans. I think there's a decent amount of Met fans who would agree with me on Billy. And I'm sure there are others that would cite something you cited. That Beningo used to cite, and that's Billy Beane's won nothing. And I understand that. He hasn't won anything. I can't argue that, but he would bring a stability to this organization that they need.
Well, listen, all it does is let me put Steve Cohen's name on the blame poll, which will be in studio next week. Ron's in Trumbull, Connecticut. Ronnie Bones, what's up?
Of all the dramatic things, Craig and Evan, back in action. Welcome back. Let me first and foremost Congratulations on your comeback, Craigie.
Thank you very much.
Everybody loves a good comeback story, and yours is the best ever. So that's the first thing. Second of all, on the blame poll, I don't think the Yankees are going to go 7-3, and they're going to get into the playoffs. But should they not make it, it will be absolutely Chad. I should be wearing a dress. Green's fault.
Well, Chad Green has not won over many fans over the last 3 months.
How many big home runs has he given up? It's fair. I get it,
dude. He's so soft. For a guy who throws that hard, man, he's given up more home runs than anybody could ever believe.
And he was supposed to be. Chapman can't get it done. At least we can rely on Chad Green. Oops.
Oh, jeez, killed us. And then, the Mets third base coach just moved into the second spot by waving Alonzo. Thanks for the help there, cuz.
Yeah, hey, Gary DeSarcina, nice job. You just cost yourself a managerial job.
That'll do it.
It would have been the next one would have been a sacrifice fly. It would have been 3-0 and
I will tell you
out.
This though, as weird as it was watching the game because of the banana yellow uniforms that the Red Sox were wearing. I thought the hats were fire.
Oh, come on.
I would actually get one of those hats.
Really?
Yeah.
There was nothing about those jerseys or hats that were appealing. And look, I admit, the reason why the Red Sox keep wearing it is that apparently they're good luck and the players like it.
No, I think I think the players like it.
No, that's what I'm saying. But partially because it's good luck. I think they've won 4 in a row with it. Whatever the heck the deal is. But they're not the Red Sox. That's my problem with it. It's not necessarily that it's ugly or it's hot. It's that they're not the Red Sox. So if your argument to me, Craig, is I love the hats, I guess my counter would be, okay, but it's not the Red Sox.
Yeah, but I would like that hat in that color. I'm looking at it right now on Fanatics. This one's I don't like that style. I don't like the strap back at all. I'm surprised they don't have this hat in a flex fit. Can you guys check that for me?
Are you a Yankee fan?
Yeah, I'm not looking up a Red Sox hat.
Are you a Yankee fan?
Please
just check for me.
Tommy can. I won't. You put on a Met fan Met hat yesterday.
Yeah.
And you said because of my comments we couldn't be friends. I'm telling you right now, buddy. Yeah. If you ever come in here with a Red Sox hat on, we have major problems.
He's right.
I will allow a Met hat once in a while. It goes back to your childhood. I don't care how fire that powder blue hat is.
The hat happens to be, beyond awesome.
It's the Red Sox, Craig.
Yeah, but it's just the letter B. I could turn that into Brooklyn in a minute.
It actually looks more like Brooklyn than Boston. Like Boston.
I can pretend that B stands for Brooklyn. And although I'm not a Net fan, I like the borough.
Fair enough.
That B could stand for a lot of things other than Boston. Or what I'd like, if we could do that hat. Hey, Tommy, call my friends at Fanatics, please. Ask them if they can do that blue hat. But with a yellow NY on it instead of the B.
Oh, wait a second. You're designing your own personal Yankee alternate Red Sox copycat hat? Is that what's happening now?
Listen.
Boy, I don't even know what to say to that.
He's one of my best friends in the entire world. I'm sure I can make it happen.
I don't know what that does to the Yankee fan. So Craig's taking the Red Sox alternate hat and making it a Yankee hat.
Dude, I'm a hat guy, as you may or may not know.
No, I understand.
I'm a sneaker guy, as you do know.
I do know, yes.
This Boston baby blue, powder blue hat is fire. I love it.
They're the Red Sox,
though. I didn't care for the yellow jerseys at all, to be honest.
That was brutal.
But those hats, I wish every team had those hats.
You don't want the Yankees to do that.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
I'll give the Yankees this. They never sell themselves like this. The Red Sox are a proud franchise, yet they will sell out so easily. The Yankees, for the most part, don't do that. You should be proud of that. C-Mac, I know, is proud of that. I'd be embarrassed for the New York Yankee franchise.
Yankees don't sell out. They got a Nike swoosh on their chest.
Dude, they have
to. They got no problem selling out.
They have to.
It's a Major League Baseball
thing.
They didn't sell out when it came to the Field of Dreams game, which they had an opportunity to do. They didn't sell out in a lot of other ways, but that swoosh is there.
Craig, that's a Major League Baseball thing, number one. Talk to your buddy Rob. And second of all, any alteration the Yankees ever make, like the 4th of July hats, it's always minor as compared to the Red Sox just changing their colors, everything about themselves.
There should be a team with these colors,
colors. That's fine. Okay, fine.
I'm jealous.
Move the Oakland A's there and call them the Boston A's.
Is there a famous Red Sox number 13?
A famous Red Sox number 13.
I'm sure there's top of your head. You know, no, is it
Doesn't
Yastrzemski
jump out
or something?
No.
Ted Williams?
No.
None of them?
No.
Because if you look at the Red Sox hat close enough, and I'm looking at it right here.
Yes.
It's more of a 13 than it is a B. If you look at it, like they didn't use the typical Boston font for the B for Boston, Ev.
Right.
If you look at the powder blue hat with the blue, it, they call it the B City Connect version
yes,
uniform.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's really the number 13 more than it is a B.
So?
What do you make out of that?
I make it that they've changed
I
everything
want one of these
about
for
the
New
Red
York
Sox.
Teams.
No.
They, yeah.
No.
I'm making that happen.
What are you doing?
I'm making it happen.
What are you? We don't want it.
We do. We all want it.
Bro, I'm a Nets
Every
fan, and I don't even like
alive.
I don't
Mets,
even like what
Nets,
we do
Nets,
with the jerseys. No.
Rangers.
No.
This is the new look.
No.
It's like San Diego Chargers.
We're not the San Diego Chargers.
We should be, because these colors are dope.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Did you know what the 617 meant on the side of the jersey?
That's an area code.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah.
Boston's
area code. This
is testing.
I'm big on area codes.
Are you really?
908 jersey.
St. Louis.
I don't know.
732. No,
that's
not
Jersey.
No, I'm asking.
That's Jersey.
732.
Yeah.
702.
702 is Vegas.
I thought that was Virginia. Or 703 is Virginia? Nah, ain't good. 518.
518.
518.
Love the 518.
What's the 518?
Ah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Got nothing? I love the 518, though. I love the 305. I love the 954. I love the 561. I'm down with the 305. I used to live in the 216. I'm an area code savant.
202.
202 is Washington.
Very good.
Yes. I'm an area code guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, 315, Cuse. That's right.
240.
Ooh, that's a tough one. That's a newbie. That's one of them newbies like New York went from 212
really.
To 917 to 646. What'd you say? What's the number again?
Well, you're looking up.
My computer's not working.
240.
The 240. I could take a wild guess. Do you want me to take a wild guess?
Sure.
All right. I would say the 240. That might be like Virginia or Maryland.
Very good. It's Maryland.
Is it Maryland?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, you know presidents, I know area codes.
Right. Yeah, you really nailed those area codes.
718, Queens. How you like me now? Yeah. 914, Westchester County.
I know 313 is Detroit because I watched 8 Mile.
313.
Three.
That's right.
How about 619?
619.
Yeah.
That's San Diego.
Very good.
It's a wrestler's finisher. That's why Evan knows.
No, one of my close friends that lives in San Diego.
Isn't 301 Maryland also, though?
Yes.
Yes.
It is, right? That's right. The 240, that's newbie.
That's a new one to you?
Because like New York went 212, 917, 646, and now they got some other cockamamie ones. But I think Maryland went 301 to the 240.
Yeah, but when you say new, what do you
newbie,
mean?
Like the last... Like, 10 years, 15,
oh, 10 years?
20
nah,
years,
you're wrong.
30 years.
You're wrong. 30 years, maybe more
maybe
accurate.
Maybe less, 40 years or so. You know, totally new.
Newbies.
Yeah. You don't remember this, but back in the day when you used to dial, and dial tone, like in brr-da-da-da-da-da, they would tell you your number with letters first. So, like, I'll never forget, like, my grandmother-in-law's number, it was, my number is MA4. It was letters first.
What?
That's how they used to do it. Yeah.
You don't mean like when you call the Mets, it's 718, blah, 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 M-E-T-S.
No, so
you don't mean that.
The same way, like the M was whatever number.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
A's
well, I know
one,
that. Right.
But that's how they told you your number.
Ah.
My number's MA4. Like, ugh.
Yeah, if you ever see an old movie, they pick it up and it's like, operator, give me ST735.
Exactly right, yeah. That's old school stuff.
That is old school.
Yeah, you're not that old school.
I mean, I remember.
Boomer told me about that because he's much older than both of us.
Sure. I remember the rotary phones briefly.
Yeah.
When you like circle it.
Yeah, but you didn't have a rotary phone, did you?
I think I remember as a kid seeing it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm not that young. I do remember that.
You remember using it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I may have used it when I was a kid.
Yeah. All right. And then the first big thing was we went from rotary to push button, but it still wasn't wireless yet.
Right.
So you had
to
stand, then you'd go to like Crazy Eddie's. And asked for like the 10-foot cord.
Do you remember remember when you showed up at me and my wife's date a few months ago?
Yes. Yes.
So right after we
off.
Were no, she you blew her off. She said hi. We'll see if you're nice to her
she's
tomorrow.
She's got no
by
choice
the way.
But to talk to me tomorrow.
She's
I'm on stage
to
with the microphone. Where's Mrs. Roberts at?
Don't call her out. Bench no, really.
I would
you.
Not do that.
All right, good. But after our date, we're walking, and I saw something. I couldn't believe what I saw. This boggled my mind. I saw a phone booth. And I was so excited that I said, honey, you got to take a picture. So I shoved myself in the phone booth. Nice. I picked up the phone and took some pictures. That's how classic a phone booth actually is.
And you didn't get COVID? That's shocking
I did.
To me.
Why would I get COVID? Do you think anybody in the last year and a half has been inside that phone booth?
I guarantee you some drunk stumbled out of a bar over on the Upper West Side. I'm going to call for a doctor. And it doesn't work.
And it didn't. That was the thing. So I picked up the phone just out of curiosity. Nothing. Yeah. Zero.
There you
go. Dead.
I'd like to see that picture of you in a phone booth.
I'm going
to
find it for you.
877-337-6666. Pete Alonso is going to join us a little bit later on today. I don't think he's ever been on our show, so that'll be fun to have the polar bear.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Do you remember last week we were talking about the alternate broadcast for the Monday night game that Peyton and Eli did? And all
I
that?
Love it. I love it.
About 600,000-700,000 people watched it.
Yep.
The numbers are in for week two. Now, I know you don't know them. I assume the guys don't know them. So for week two, which just took place, the Green Bay-Detroit game, they had Patrick Willis, Gronk, Brett Favre, and Pat McAfee as their guests. McAfee went last. He was on for the better part of the second part of half of the fourth quarter. All right? Patrick Willis was a donut. No good. Brett Favre, they had connection issues. Came on. Was boring. No good. Who'd I miss there? Gronk was Gronk. Great. Do you think it did the same ballpark, much better, well, or much worse?
Usually, new things go down because people want to check it out. And then the week after, does it have the, you know, sustainability? But I think this one got so much good publicity. Like, most people really, really liked it that I think it actually went up.
Because I went up.
Yeah, it had to have. Now, I don't know by how much, but it had to have gone up because how often in this time of the world we live in do people universally agree that something's good? It never happens. And if you think back to last Monday night, universally, outside of you, everybody thought it was awesome.
Okay. So you think it did better than week one?
A little bit better, yeah.
A little bit better. So the official numbers for week one, they averaged 800,000 viewers.
And my prediction last week was they'd hit a million, so I overshot a little bit with my prediction.
What would your guess be for this one?
Over now, like one a million.
A million.
Now they got to a million.
Do you guys know the numbers in there or no? You want to take a hazard at it?
Yeah, I would say it went up a little bit too because everyone was talking about how much they liked it. So I'd say just 900,000. Just under a million.
So still not at a million.
Right, but just under. Higher, though.
Tommy's eating, so I'm not going to have him speak with food in his mouth. Okay. But I'm sure he would say...
Now, you know the answer now.
I do have the answer in front of me.
But sometimes I want to get into your brain and know how honest you are.
Go ahead.
Honestly.
Yes.
If someone said to you, hey, what do you think the Manning number did? Would you have predicted what the results are?
No.
So it stunned you.
Stunned me.
That means it went up big time because you hate the Manning cast.
I don't hate it. You do. It gets a little monotonous for me.
I don't hate it. You don't like it nearly as much as I do and many others.
That's true.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. I find fascinating that I love.
Right.
But I can't watch the whole game of it.
Okay. I did. All right. And I love it.
Yeah, to be clear, my sons love it.
Yeah.
That's the only way they watch it now.
Yep.
All right?
I didn't watch a second of the regular broadcast.
Here's what I'll tell you. Monday night's game, ESPN, ESPN2, and ESPN Deportes combined, forget about Deportes for a moment because I don't know that number week to week, 13.8 million. So of the 13.8 million, how many people watch the Manning cover? So that's the total number.
Yeah.
The previous record by ESPN was the 2018 college football championship game between Alabama and Georgia. They did a separate version of it on ESPN2. That had 1.03 million.
Mm.
What do you think this one did? Any final guess?
I told you a million.
A million.
You're trying to get me to flip-flop?
Nope, higher.
1.2 million.
Higher.
1.5 million.
Higher.
1.7 million.
Higher.
1.8 million.
Higher.
It doubled.
It more than doubled.
Because they were at 800,000. Where are they at? 1.9 million?
Yeah, 1.9 million.
It works.
And if you want to say part of that's Green Bay, it was a bleep game by the fourth quarter.
No. It's what it is
word
of mouth.
Do you want to give Gronk and McAfee a little credit on that?
No, I give them no credit. It's word of mouth that the Manning broadcast is different and entertaining. And I can guarantee you this. What do you think is going to happen for Eagles-Cowboys?
Eagles-Cowboys, they're doing it. Now, I don't know who the guests are.
Does it matter? The guest thing's overrated. I don't even love the guest thing. It's Peyton Manning and Eli Manning talking football during a game and watching the game. Because, look, you even hit on it. Some of the guests are hit and miss. Doesn't mean I don't like them if they're funny, but Brett Favre was a waste of time. A colossal waste of time.
Uh-huh.
So I don't even think it's about the guests. I think it's that word of mouth got out there that, hey, this is occurring, and this is really entertaining.
Now, here's what's amazing. The Sunday night game between the Chiefs and Ravens did 20.8 million.
Right.
The Monday night game did just over half that much.
Yeah, but there's a reason for that.
Well, the Chiefs, I suppose.
Yeah, the game is 15 times sexier.
Yeah.
And it was a great game.
That tells me, if you think it's not based on guess at all, that next week's game with the Cowboys, because it's the Cowboys,
right,
and it's whatever NFC is, Philly's a big market, et cetera, that'll easily do 2 million.
Oh, I think it's trending in that way, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there were a lot of people during week one who didn't know it existed.
Yeah.
Had no idea there was.
I don't love it. I don't love it.
Okay.
I like it. There's parts of it I like a lot because it's so interesting how they break down a play.
Right.
Before a play happens or why they think a certain way.
So next Monday night, a very appealing game, especially for the local market.
You're
a
huge fan. For New York, right.
Especially if you beat Atlanta Sunday, you are glued to this game. How are you going to watch that game then?
Me personally?
Yeah, are you...
Well, don't forget, I live in a home with a 17-year-old who loves the Manning cast. So, and I don't have 5 TVs on the wall. So because I'm a great dad, I let Lucky decide which version we watch.
If it was completely up to you.
And then if it gets really burdensome to me, I go, dude, I got to switch for a little bit.
Right. He's like, all right. So if it was up to you, would you just go regular broadcast the entire time?
I would probably check it out once or twice. But I would essentially be a regular broadcast guy, yeah.
But you know what? The regular broadcast I watch on Sundays. The regular broadcast I watch on Thursdays.
I gotcha.
So it's different. That's what drives me in.
I think that someone should do an alternate broadcast with 4 gamblers watching the game. With money on the game.
You basically had that on Monday with McAfee.
I mean, essentially you did. Like, if you now, you can't do it because they would never get the rights from the NFL for you to be looking at the game. Unless Amazon pulls that off with Twitch. Possibly, maybe. But to me, it would be fascinating to watch real people with real money on the game and, in-game wagering. That, to me, would be a fascinating look into what real gambling looks like. Because it wouldn't be pretty. It would be an emotional roller
coaster. How many people would watch it?
I think if you had the right cast,
yeah,
I think it would become extraordinarily popular. Hmm. Like if I was, for example, if I was like the FanDuels of the world and I had the ability to do that, I don't know if they do, I would have that going immediately.
But of the 13 million people that are watching that football game,
yeah,
how many of them are A, betting on it, and then B, not only betting on it, but saying, I want to watch other people talking about that they bet on it? Because I'm sure there'll be bettors who say, I'm just going to watch the regular broadcast.
Yeah.
So I don't know how big the number would be. I don't.
It would be probably bigger than you think, not as big as the Mannings.
Okay, I agree with that.
Because the Mannings are major household names also. I think you could build something where you'd create super TV stars out of it. And again, if you had the right, the dynamic between the gamblers is key to all this thing. But I would think that would be, listen, you can't avoid gambling these days, right? I don't care if you're watching a PBS show starring a cartoon aardvark, there's going to be a gambling ad, right?
Is that true?
PBS doesn't have a gambling
you
ad
You know what
on
I'm
it.
Saying, right? Judge Judy's got gambling
ads, that's
right?
That's more accurate.
All right? Old Matlock reruns have gambling ads, okay? So since it's ubiquitous now and it's everywhere, let's go all in on it.
Yeah.
And you want to see what it looks like when you have a guy with an addiction? You'll see it.
Well, we saw it with McAfee. Not that he has an addiction, but he was very much into the conclusion of that game. And what I thought was funny is how either Peyton Manning was oblivious or just didn't want to identify
it. But here's the real payoff to that. Like, from my world as a compulsive gambler, I want you to see the other side of that.
The losing of it.
I wanted the Lions to score that touchdown so that you could see a guy with significant money on the game, which I believe Pat had, react in real time to a crushing loss on a play that had no impact on the outcome of the game. It's like the bad beat scenario. If you want to see what gambling addiction looks like live and in person, you put a guy on camera with money he can't afford to lose. I assume Pat's not that guy. But with money he can't afford to lose on a bad beat that has no impact on the outcome of the actual game, and watch that guy.
Mm.
And then you'll see what my life was like and what a lot of compulsive gamblers go through.
Right.
Right? And it's not pretty. But if you really want to shed a light on it pretty quickly, that's the show. And I think ultimately that show's got legs too.
Yeah, but they don't want to shed a light on it. They want to make money off of it.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think some companies believe in responsible gambling. Maybe some don't. But I think that becomes, maybe it's fringy and niche-y. I'm with you
on fantasy
that.
Works too?
To a lesser extent, but yes.
Yeah, the problem with the fantasy,
it's not based on just one game.
Right, and also, like, I play fantasy football. I had zero going on for that Monday night game. Like, I just didn't have anybody playing. So you have a lot of people who love fantasy, but by the time they get to a Monday night, they got one guy playing or nobody playing.
Would you put $50 on the game to make the game more interesting? To make it a pay-per-view event, quote-unquote?
Would I? I mean, I have. I didn't on Monday, but sure.
But you've done that.
Yeah.
Right now, some people, Aaron Jones or Aaron Rodgers, fantasy-wise, that was significant.
Sure.
What those guys did.
Oh, no doubt.
Right?
No doubt.
It'd be interesting, though. So I'm fascinated. I never would have predicted that they would have doubled their number and done almost 2 million viewers.
What does it mean for the future, though? Because
I think what it means for the future is that it's going to be a la carte, where you're going to have a TV, and you're going to get to pick which one you
want. That's what I've always said as a sports fan. And I take it to another level that I don't think you're as interested in, which is I control the cameras. I control a lot of things. And I think this is just the start. Like, I watch a game, I want to control who I'm hearing. And this may be the start of something like that.
All right, let's get back to the major topic at hand here. Yankee fans are crying because the Mets did what the Mets do, and that's blow a lead. Kyle's in Greenwich. Kyle, good afternoon. How are you?
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Doing great.
Wonderful.
First off, I was hearing a lot yesterday about a lot of these Yankee fans hoping and praying that our team would lose.
Yes.
Absolutely disgusting. Disgusting. How can you call yourself a fan? I mean, I'm the kind of guy that down four runs, bottom of the ninth, I'm glued to Betts Green. You know?
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I don't understand it. I think there's this false belief that, hey, this season ending in destruction is going to lead to some kind of changes that are really not going to happen.
Well, you also have to remember this. There's different generations of Yankee fans. and is the youngest of all generations, which is the most active on social media, does not have the mid-90s, late-90s run. They don't.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest users of Twitter and other social media platforms where you see a lot of the bitching and moaning and complaining about the Mets screwing the Yankees by losing to the Red Sox yesterday come from people who were not alive or old enough to enjoy the ridiculous run, World Series
run,
that's the
thing.
Yankees went
on. You know, you didn't realize it at the time. I didn't realize it at the time. Maybe I should have. Well, we saw in the late 90s is not real.
Right.
That stuff doesn't happen. A team that not only made the playoffs every year, fine, but went on runs every single season. You're in a World Series in 98, 99, 2000, 2001, 2003. That ain't normal. And so, yeah, I think there's a generation. C-Mac fits it. I'm not knocking you, but you fit it as someone who grew up with that. And maybe in your brain, that's been your expectation for the last 10 years.
Well, that's why we talked about yesterday at length about the fair and unfair expectations for the Yankees compared to every other franchise in town. But if you're a 20-year-old Yankee fan, you're bitching and moaning about the New York Mets blowing a 3-1 lead last night to the Red Sox because it screws you. And why can't somebody recognize that you don't send Pete Alonso home when the ball's already at second base?
Wow.
Right? And why can't Marcus Stroman pitch 8 innings in a game and get everybody out? And what happened to Dom Smith and to Michael Conforto? They're the future superstars in New York. La, la, la. They made bobbleheads of these losers.
This is what I'm talking about. This is
that
beautiful.
Being said, I'm not that guy. I knew the Mets were going to be the Mets because they're the Mets. And even though the DNA you think has changed because there's a new owner, the reality is that it hasn't yet. I think we all believe it's going to eventually, but it hasn't yet. Case in point, the dumpster fire on the field this year and the sad dumpster fire off the field this year. The Mets were very Metsy this year. On and off the field.
Oh, no doubt. This was as if you had to write a script for how 2021 could be a massive, disastrous disappointment. This is it.
Yeah.
This is exactly how, and I wouldn't have guessed any of it. Like, half the stuff that happened, I would not have guessed. So it's a disaster. So we're topping off this disaster by hosing the Yankees. Wah, cry about it.
Jeff Wilpon is celebrating.
Stop bringing up his name.
I have to.
Why?
Because I know what the man's doing right now.
I don't want to hear about what Jeff Wilpon's doing.
He's
on
at
Wednesday.
A country club in Connecticut going,
great. Great.
Told you bitches it wasn't me.
So who is it then? Jeff? Who is it?
Maybe what it's Abner Doubleday.
Abner Doubleday.
It could be Doubleday. Maybe there was some kind of hex put on this franchise. Maybe
by Abner or by Nelson? Which one?
Doubleday.
Oh, by the whole family?
The whole family. They're okay. No good.
Yeah.
They're the whole family's no good.
I understand.
Maybe this is the God saying, listen, it's not the Mets' fault, but, you know, the Dodgers and the Giants split town. We put a hex on a National League team here.
Wait a second. So you're telling me in about 1870, mm-hmm. Abner Doubleday was saying, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to invent this sport. It's going to be controversial. People are going to say I didn't invent it.
It's his fault.
There's going to be two teams in New York. It's going to be glorious. In about 80 years, they're going to split town. A new team's going to come to town. They're going to win two championships. And then, as we approach the new century and the new millennium, I'm going to hose them. Is that what he did?
Hose them. It's
boy, that Abner.
By the way, he never should have invented this stupid sport anyway. I blame him for everything. Not going to bed till midnight because the Mets play four-hour games.
Oh, don't get me started about that.
What are we doing?
I mean, can the Mets lose in 2 hours and 45 minutes? Every freaking game is 4 hours long, even last night.
Boston Red Sox wearing banana yellow shirts and fire hats.
And by the way, for anyone out there, we know it's for the Boston Marathon. Okay, I get it.
We do?
Well, I do.
I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that? It's what? For the Boston
what
Marathon.
Is? Those jerseys?
The colors and
no,
all
that's
that.
That's the City Connect thing.
Yeah, because of the Boston Marathon.
No, no.
What do you mean, no?
No.
No, no,
every
yes.
team had, not the Yankees, but virtually every team had a City Connect
I get it.
Jersey.
And what do you think it's modeled after, Brainiac?
I have no idea.
The Boston Marathon.
What's banana yellow about
that's
the Boston
colors
Marathon?
When you're running or something
no,
like that.
I don't know. No.
That's not true.
No.
Lukey, is that not true? Have I made that whole
no.
thing up?
You're not making it up.
Oh, thank
I'll
you.
I'll put you out
no.
Thank you.
They chose powder blue and banana yellow.
Why'd they choose that?
And the number 13 instead of a B.
Why?
For the marathon?
Yeah.
Well, I don't get I don't get the connection.
No, I'm curious. Why did they choose that then?
Because it's dope. It looks awesome. Like, I want the hat. I can't wait to get that hat. Since they're making a flex fit, I'm in.
They're honoring the marathon.
How does that honor
because
the marathon?
Because that's, I think, the colors of the marathon.
Since
Isn't that
when?
What the runners wear?
No.
Since 1795.
No. No.
Well, that part I'm making up.
Obviously.
Yeah. Clearly, the marathon did not start in 1795.
Well, they ran a lot back then, but no. There was no
marathon. Horses back then. Remember Paul Revere?
Yeah.
He was riding
Remember
all over
Israel
town.
Bissell?
Sure.
Yeah, the real Paul Revere.
Yeah.
No, I don't know why that would be in any way, shape, or form.
I'm telling you.
Well, yeah, the Boston Marathon colors were blue and yellow.
That's what I'm saying.
In the images I'm seeing, it's more blue than yellow, as opposed to the very yellow Boston Red Sox new ones, but... Boston Marathon, blue and yellow.
I wish the New York Mets would have jerseys that look like
that. No, no, no. Get that out of here.
What are the colors of the New York Marathon? Do they have special colors?
I have no idea. I have no. And by the way, if we made City Connect jerseys, we're going to honor the New York Marathon. Of all the things we could say, hey, like I'd put the Statue of Liberty up there. You want to go green like the Statue of Liberty? Okay. We could do that. Actually, no,
green
we can't
St. Patrick's Day. We do. The Mets did a St. Patrick's Day.
I know. For spring training, though. Because that's when St. Patrick's Day occurs.
The Red Sox unveiled new alternate color scheme of jersey, which will be worn on Patriots Day weekend games in honor of the official colors of the Boston Marathon.
Oh, so what do you think now?
The fashion police mocked the new colors on social media, with some likening them to UCLA's uniforms. They included an arm patch with the 617. You talked about that, which is whatever. But why do they, I wonder why they did like, the B is like a 13 though. They wear B strong uniforms on for Patriots Day, which they've done since the bombing at the marathon. I get that completely. But these are the Nike City Connect uniforms.
The problem is they wear them a lot now. Like they started on Patriots Day.
Because the players like them so much.
No, I understand that. I get it.
Whatever. I like the hat too. I'll wear that hat.
Really
I got
Yankee
no
fan
problem
you are.
Rocking that hat.
What a Yankee fan. Yeah, I'll put that Boston Red Sox hat on, sure.
Because to me, no one's going to equate that with the Boston Red Sox.
All right, I'll make you a deal. I will personally buy you that hat. Will you wear it Friday just in time for Yankees Red Sox?
Yeah, sure. I'll wear it to the comedy show tomorrow.
Wow, what a fraud you are.
How's that make me a fraud?
It's a Red Sox hat.
It's not really a Red Sox hat. No one would see it and go, oh, a Red Sox fan.
Well, now we would. We're watching Red Sox games.
What are you, an A-Rod fan? What's with the 13 on the hat? Because it looks like a 13, actually. But, hey, ask Fanatics if they have been flex fit. Would you please? Real quick.
I can't believe you did
If
that.
They have been flex fit, I'll rock it tomorrow at the comedy show and on the show.
Craig, you've made it to September 22nd as a Yankee fan. Right? You've made it all year through the ups, the downs. You're a Yankee fan.
Yeah.
And on this day, with a week and a half to go in the season, you're willing to sell your soul that easily?
How am I selling my soul? It's a dope
hat. It's a Red Sox
hat. But nobody associates it.
You're in a pennant race with the Boston Red Sox. You're playing them this weekend at Fenway Park.
But I'm
and you're going to wear the hat in honor of what?
Style. I'm a style guy. I like good style.
Boy,
and that hat is style.
90% of Yankee fans are rejecting you right now.
I think you'll see Yankee fans wearing that because they don't even know it's Boston Red Sox hat. It looks like a Brooklyn hat. Where's Brooklyn at? Where's Brooklyn at? Right?
No.
I could sell that easy.
No.
Where's Brooklyn at? It's a B for Brooklyn. Evan.
Don't give the Nets any ideas. I don't need those jerseys next year.
Oh, that would be awesome.
No, no.
Could you imagine the powder blue, banana yellow, Durant to Harden to Kyrie, back to Durant for the flush?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine it. That's why I don't want it. Just wear your same, just wear the jerseys.
They're better than that stupid New York Knicks circle sleeps jerseys.
Dude, that's a disgrace. I agree with you on that.
I don't like them at all.
Yep.
At all.
You don't find those hot?
No, I'm gonna. You know what? I didn't call him yesterday. I'm calling Dolan today.
Good.
Oh, you gotta tell him.
He didn't pull my tickets yet. My
seasons? I didn't ask him to yet.
Oh.
I'm gonna reach out to him today.
I was checking my account this morning just to see if everything was still there.
I did not ask him.
Okay, I was just looking.
When I do email these people, I'm friendly with or text them. You know, I show it to you.
Right.
I never claimed that I did talk to him.
No, I was under the impression you were going to send that.
I am going to send it. Okay.
So will I be at opening night Knicks Celtics or no?
Do you want to be?
Do I want to be?
Yeah. Can you, it'd be helpful.
Nets aren't playing, so sure.
It would be very helpful to me if you told me what exit you came in through.
What exit?
So I could prepare them for your entrance, yeah.
I haven't figured it out yet.
Someone from Connecticut just said, I'll wear the hat too. How about that?
And they're a Yankee fan?
I don't know who the person is.
It's probably a Met fan.
203, though, that's Stamford, Connecticut.
It's not a Yankee fan. If you're a Yankee fan, you're not putting any kind of Red Sox hat on. What are we doing?
Because no one, if be honest, Big Mac, no shtick, just be honest. If I wore that hat in here today,
yes,
would you know immediately that I'm wearing a Boston Red Sox hat?
Yes.
You know why?
What if you didn't watch yesterday's game? Would you still have known? Maybe not.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yes. They've worn the uniforms like three games in a row.
Yeah, like this has been what they've been wearing all season. Now, Craig, to your point, I'll help you out. If before the season started, you wore that hat, I think there's a good chance me, C-Mac, would say, what the hell is that? But right. Now that they've worn them this season, we know they're Red Sox hats.
It's not even the point of what I know. You wore it because you saw it on a Boston Red Sox uniform, and that's why you purchased it.
I didn't see it.
So even if I didn't know it, I said, well, what is that hat? You would either have to lie to me or tell me the truth, and then I'd know, and I'd lose all respect for you.
I made a vow to myself. Honesty is the only policy. A-Rod gave it to me. It's the number 13 in yellow.
It's actually a Joey Gallo hat now.
So my 203 friend, I'm not going to say his name.
Yeah.
But it is a former New York Ranger. And that's all I'm going to say.
So what does that mean? Is he a Yankee fan?
He said he would wear the hat too. Because the hat's fire.
Is he a quote unquote big Yankees fan?
I don't know. It's a very good question.
Well, that's important. Because it's easy for a Met fan to say, yeah, I'll wear it. Or someone who doesn't care about baseball to say that. But if you're a hardcore Yankee fan, the team you hate the most, that would be the Boston Red Sox. It's more than the Mets, most likely. For most, not all. So you're never putting that
on. I'm being told now that while it looks like a B, but it also could be confused as the number 13, it's not for A-Rod, it might be because the bombing at the Boston Marathon was in 2013, so it's a play off that.
Gotcha.
So it could be a B, it could be a 13.
Gotcha.
If I represent it to be a 13, then I'm clear.
The Red Sox wear it when they play baseball.
Damn it, why do they wear it?
That's it. That's how it ends. No matter what you think it is or looks like or what, you're choosing your call. You can do it if you'd like.
All right.
To wear Red Sox stuff.
Bring it in tomorrow.
Okay, I'm going to go get it for you now.
No joke. Bring it in tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Lugie, on our way to AEW, let's stop and buy this somewhere. I don't even know where.
The Modell's ain't open anymore. Where are you going to buy it at?
I don't know.
Where are you guys going to buy baseball hats now, huh?
Yeah, where do you buy baseball hats?
Dick's Sporting Goods, maybe?
There's no Dick's near here.
I drive past one. I'll pick one up.
Perf. Can you get FlexFit LXL?
I'll get you whatever the hell I decide to
or
get
go
you.
Snapback, but I don't like the strap back.
We'll see. Anybody want anything else while I'm all at Dick's?
It's Lucky's birthday next week if you want to get him a Zach Wilson jersey. Oh,
Christmas is coming up.
That'd be pretty good.
Christmas is coming up.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
I'll see what I decide to do.
If you're going to go to Dick's, tell me off air because I do need to get him a Zach Wilson jersey.
And I broke my pitching wedge recently, so if you pick up a pitching wedge, that'd be nice of you. Thank you.
Dick's is where I bought those really hot old school New Jersey Nets socks I was on display yesterday.
There was nothing hot about them.
Oh, they were hot, dude.
No.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.